Thanks for tuning in today. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to take a minute to share my podcast journey that I started over a decade ago when no one even knew what a podcast was and why starting a podcast might be the perfect next step for you. Now, thank goodness when I started my show, I had a coach that walked me through the process of podcasting. And the cool thing that I've learned is podcasting is very intimate, it's comfortable, and it's very personal for the listener. Now, here's my advice for anyone thinking about starting a podcast. Do it. Take the leap of faith and share your message. Podcasting has become a great resource library for people to listen on the run and on their terms. Now, here's the best part. You're not alone. Now, my coach, mentor, and friend, Michael Neely, is launching a podcast super summit that will run from August 11th through the 14th, August 14th, 2022. And he's lined up 25 world-class experts in the podcasting space for a live four-day online event like no other. Now, I happen to be one of the experts, so I'd love for you to join. The link is in the show notes. Now, don't delay. Sign up and join today. I'd love for you to have the opportunity to listen to all of the experts while it's still free and before the link is taken down. Now, when you sign up and see the topics being covered, you'll understand why the Podcast Super Summit is just going to be an absolute game changer for everyone who's attending. And the best part, it's free from the comfort of your home, your office, or wherever you choose to listen. Now, if you are an aspiring podcaster or you already have a podcast, you're going to learn some really cool things. Now, all that's left to do is click the link in the show notes to reserve your digital seat. This is going to be awesome. And remember, sharing is caring. So if you think some of your peeps would benefit from this podcast super summit, please share the show and share the link with them. I can't wait to see you and hear your feedback on how podcasting has changed your life. Don't forget, click the link.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. As always, I am honored that you're joining us this week. Now, as you listen to the show, you know what, guys? I know, right? The word change, we go, oh, no, more change, and we panic. And when change is thrust upon us, I think sometimes that might even be harder when we choose change. But even when we choose change, it could be a little difficult. So to help you on your journey and to navigate change more easily, you know, I have a free gift for you. If you go to my website, and I will put the link in the show notes, is my communication style assessment. And it'll really give you some nice insight into your natural communication superpowers and how you are received by people in the world. The flip side, you will also get your lowest score, which is our blind spots. And I often think that maybe is even more important than our superpowers. So again, I will put the link in the show notes, take your free communication style assessment, and I hope it helps you navigate change in your world. The other thing I wanted to ask you, if you're loving the show and you're loving my guests, I really hope that you subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode, but also if you rate and review and send me a little loving, I receive it and I accept it and I send the love right back. So that would be amazing if you could do that as well. Now, my motivational quote today is by Amit Ray, and Amit says, "You are your master. Only you have the master keys to open the inner locks." And I just love this quote today because it's a reminder that we actually truly are the master of ourselves, right? Or the master of our future. And sometimes I know I feel like we give away our power because we're just not sure maybe of what that next step is that we should be taking. So I know for me, I sometimes don't maybe move forward or hold off a little bit out of that fear of actually making a misstep, when here's the reality, the misstep could lead us closer to our result, because even if it's not the perfect step, we learn from it. And I think that is an amazing piece of the puzzle. So how do we tune into our inner wisdom and know which step to take and be able to navigate, again, this road of change with a little bit more ease and grace? So I'm glad you asked, because of course, today I have an amazing guest back for the second time. My good friend, amazing, brilliant woman is Lori Seymour. Now, Lori is a two-time international number one best-selling author. She's also the founder and CEO of the Baca Institute. It's an internationally known as a source for source helping conscious entrepreneurs to dissolve the dam that holds them back, remembering the truth of who they are to bring ease, flow, and joy into every day, into everything they do in their business and personal lives, leading a streamlined project creation and implementation, as well as financial abundance. Lori is also the host of Wisdom Talk Radio podcast, listened to by people in over 60 countries. And I was on her show, by the way. So please help me welcome Lori to the show. Lori, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Connie. You're so amazing. I'm listening to your quote, and it's one that I hadn't heard, and I so resonated with it. And then you went on, and it's like we are so in sync. So I really appreciate that.
You know, it's funny, and I know you host a podcast too, and I really do spend quite a bit of time reviewing, you know, my guests, like you, their bio and the questions, so that I could set up kind of the stage for the conversation, right? As it revolves around change and inner wisdom, you know, you kind of put that inner wisdom piece. And I thought, wow, you know, we give up control so easily. And that quote just kind of jumped out at me. So thank you for commenting on that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's perfect, because we do give our power away, or we have so much self-doubt. And I remember writing an article once about you are your own best mentor, your own best teacher, your own best, you know, guide. And it's all there. It's all there within us.
Did you ever see it was on Netflix many years ago. I don't know if it's still there. And it was called, I'm not going to remember the name, Kajabi, or it wasn't Kajabi. It was, anyway, this guy's name. And what he did is he came from an Indian background, and he grew a beard out, and he put a robe on, and he carried his staff, and he looked like, you know, what you would think of like the guru. Mm-hmm. And he started to just go walk cross country, and he had a camera crew with him, and he built a following, and people started following his teachings. You know what his teachings was? He would, whatever the issue, I want to lose weight, I want to find a relationship, I want to grow my business, whatever it was for the individuals he was working with. And all he would say to them is, well, if the roles were reversed and I was you and you were the teacher, what would you tell me? And they would give this great advice. And he said, well, okay, there's your advice. Why don't you take that and let's see how it works out. And by the end of this journey, people had transformed their lives using their own wisdom and insight. And at the end, he kind of unravels or takes he puts jeans on, shaves the beard, and is just a regular guy. Some people were really upset with him. And some people said, wow, that was a profound experience that I learned that I can listen to my inner wisdom that I never realized was there.
Exactly.
Exactly what we're talking about, right?
It is what we're talking about. And what I've found over the years, because, you know, I've been doing what I've been doing for a very long time. And I started out as a psychotherapist. And as a psychotherapist, even though what I was most interested in was what's our potential? What's our possibility? You know, what is our inner guidance? But I didn't frame it that way. I didn't even think about it in that way. But I saw how people were so accustomed to wanting to excavate. You know, let me go back in and, you know, shovel and dig deep. But that really just kept perpetuating the patterns. It's not that they didn't learn. It's not that they didn't have insight, but I came to the place where I started seeing how much more quickly things could move, and how we could take quantum leaps in our change, in our transformation, by connecting in with who we really are. And so that takes some activation, that takes attention, that takes focus. It takes willingness to explore. But that's what I see allows us to claim that big vision of that we have somewhere in us. Yeah. You know, we have a sensing of something, but it allows us to actually take the next steps for it, and the following steps.
Yeah, and I think that it's how we're raised, right? It's so funny because I'm a spiritual person, right? So when I talk to my kids, like I say things like, you know, the universe is listening. So frame it, you know, frame your words, think about what you're thinking, be thoughtful, because you're going to create that. You're going to manifest that in your life. And so my older son, he's loving, he got a new job with a medical company, and they're older women in his department. Mm-hmm. And the other day, one of them said to him, you know, you're like you're an old soul. Like, you say things, and like, who talks about spirituality that's 25 years old? And he's like, well, yeah, I'm very spiritual. And so it's funny when you hear, when you see someone see him from that perspective, and yeah, him thinking, well, why is that so weird? Like, doesn't everybody do that? So mm-hmm. I do think that this quantum connection that you talk about, I think when we're raised, I think it's how we're raised, and then how we explore people meeting, like meeting you, mm-hmm. I think it opens our world to say, wait, what did she just say? I'm so curious to hear more about it. So talk a little bit about that quantum connection, if you can. Sure. Just maybe define that a little bit for us.
Well, why I use that phrase quantum connection is well, it's a little, let me dive into it. So we do have our own inner guidance system. We have this inner wisdom. We can speak about it in so many different ways, but from the quantum physics perspective, and what I mean by that is all the research that the physicists have been doing over the last many decades, and the conclusions that they have discovered are that we are part of this universal field, that everything is energy, everything that exists is energy, and that most of the field is undifferentiated, meaning it hasn't yet come into form. What is there in the field hasn't yet arrived into a specific thing that you can touch and feel and place. But that also that the way that the elements of the universe work, and I don't want to go too deeply into this because I'm going to lose people, but it's really that we have the ability to, from this part, this place, sitting in my seat in Denver, Colorado right now, I can sense what's happening if I tune in on the other side of the world, because of the way that particles are connected, are interconnected. And now it sounds like a pretty outrageous thing to say, but it's been demonstrated over and over again, is that once particles are intertwined in some way, they can become separated, but that they still relate and they still have a connection with each other. And so what does this mean for us is that we have a capacity to be able to tune into all sorts of levels of and dimensions of experience that we don't even regularly pay attention to. And that if we train ourselves, we can start tapping into that. Now, we can, and that's the quantum connection, really, is that we have the ability that at any moment to both receive guidance and to then start to decode and understand, what does that mean for me in my life? So in very practical terms, it can be, do I need to take this training program that I've been offered? Or this job, this new job, is this new job right for me? Is it what's going to take me to my next step? Is it aligned with what I really want to do in my life?
Is it a feeling that, like, I'll use that example of, you know, I have this job offer, this new opportunity. What is there a feeling that I would get for, like, yes, take it, or I don't know, maybe not. Like, is there a feeling? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And that's part of, I teach a program called the Inner Guidance Mastery Blueprint. And that is very much what's a really big part of what we focus on there, because it's got to do with discernment. So first I focus on teach people about the feeling body, so that it often is a feeling that we get. Like, it may be a feeling of, ooh, no, or it may be a feeling of great excitement, but I don't take those at face value. I'll start there and I'll pay attention to that feeling. And then I'll go into that and I'll start querying, really. So if I'm excited, that might be because the salary is really good, or I'm going to get to travel with the job and I really want to travel. But that might be like the, how do I say this easily? Well, that might be just my own kind of emotional excitement with it, but it still might not be what's really aligned with me, you know, and my next step and my purpose. So I want to get beyond the level of excitement. If I'm scared because it's really going to stretch me, I want to get beyond that too. I want to just set it aside, note it, but set it aside, like put it just over here to off a couple of inches so that I can get quiet inside and start to have a deeper feeling, start to tune in with my inner guidance system and do that kind of inner querying or questioning. Yeah. What would this look like? What would this be? What does this mean for me? Because I've been guided through my own guidance to do things and to take on things that feel, why would I want to do that?
It's discernment, right? And you, so we can hone those skills.
We can.
We don't know what we don't know. Blind spots, right? It goes back to the blind spots. So that if people are listening going, how can I do that? Right? Maybe the course is the right thing for them. The other thing, and we're going to give the link at the end, but I know you have the quiz and I really want to dig in. What are the different quantum connection styles, right? Like mine, right? It's a communication style. Yours is the quantum connection style. Can you talk about that? And I think that will help people understand the discernment piece.
Absolutely. Okay. So there are, in my system, there are four quantum connection styles. There's the bridge builder, and they're the people that really like to create the interconnections between or amongst the silos. They don't like being stuck in a spot where they can't interconnect and interrelate. And because they are so strong in being able to do that, they love to be able to create in those ways. So they're great innovators, for one. There's the pioneer, and we can go into the pioneer might be a good one to go into, but we know when it's time. The pioneer loves to be at the head of the pack. The pioneer is that person who is really at the leading edge, and people often say, oh, I don't understand them, because they're there out in front of everybody else. And people might
think, that be like an Elon Musk type of personality?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So then we have the maker. And the maker are the people that love to create. They may create with their hands. They might be a website designer. They might be creating a new program, but they're more tactical and physical, often very physical in what they like to create. And then there's the creative dreamer. They're the fourth one. And the creative dreamers are the ones that have lots of ideas. And they may all be inspired ideas, meaning, you know, when they tune in, I've got that idea. And then there's another idea and another idea. But the creative dreamers get lost sometimes in their ideas because everyone looks great. So when we were just talking a moment ago about discernment, it's hard. They don't know how to have discernment. And they're the ones that where discernment is the biggest key and the biggest learning place for them. Because once they start to have discernment, it's, is this idea for me? Because maybe it's for somebody else.
Yes.
You know, maybe it's because you open up to that whole field, that undifferentiated field or universal field. So you're receiving all that, all those different possibilities, but they're not all for you. And the creative dreamers that I work with often will start with me by saying, I just don't know where to focus. I don't know where to focus my attention, and I don't know how to do it. And then I don't go do anything. You know, I don't get anything done.
That's the default, right? Let me not do anything. It's funny. I want to ask a question based on something you just said. I remember I had watched an interview, and the person being an interview was talking about this quantum field and downloads and just what you described with the creative person, that they get really these divine downloads in a, in an abundant way. And she used the example that Michael Jackson had received a download, whatever the song was, and he would call his producer, whoever, like at 2 in the morning, meet me at the studio. We have to get this cat. We have to capture this tune. And they would be like, okay. And they would meet him. And so in an interview, somebody asked him, like, why do you do that? Like, why can't it just wait till the next morning? And he says, because I'm afraid if I don't capture it, that the universe will bypass me and give it to Prince.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is that kind of what you're talking about?
That is what I'm talking about. I mean, and that's not just about a different style, you know, the one of the different styles. It is part of what happens. It is part of
fascinating. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's dig in. Can you give us an example of a challenge that one of the quantum connection styles might face? And I'll let you pick which one.
Okay.
Do you know my style? If you had to choose, would you know? I don't know that I've taken
Well, I don't. Did you take the quiz?
I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back and look. So I'm going to have to look. I want to say the first one sounded right to me.
The bridge builder.
We don't have to dig into that one. You said the pioneer.
I was going to talk about the pioneer.
Cool.
The pioneer is because I do work with a lot of what I would call creative visionaries, or, you know, visionary leaders, really. And I said, you know, that sometimes for the pioneer, they're the people that often, that it can be lonely. You know, it can be lonely having this great plan, this great idea. They have gotten the divine download. They've received it. And they are so committed to it that no one is going to pull it away from them. No one is going to make them change their mind. And as I mentioned before, they also are the people that people will look at like, you're kind of strange, or we don't really understand you. And, you know, they may never say it to your face, but that feeling is there.
The eyebrow lift.
Right. Because you really are outside the box. And that's your strength, because it's like you are tapping into another dimension. I could probably even take that word like out and say truly, because you are tapping into another dimension, another dimension of energy, and not so much of reality, but another dimension that already exists somewhere. And you're bringing it into, you want to be bringing it into this world. But because you are at the head of the pack, because you are forging new terrain, it is powerful. But other people might get in your way. And while you know that you can open to your own creative intelligence, your ideas will flow much better the more strongly you connect in with your own creative intelligence. They can flow into manifestation and into profit. So you may have the idea and be deeply committed to it, but it's how do you maintain that connection with inspiration, with that energetic inspiration that brought you that idea to begin with, and take that all the way through into manifestation, all the way through into bringing that idea into reality, into form, and of course into revenue. Why not? Because that's, you know, I mean, that's part of it. And it would be so useful for you to learn as a pioneer when it's time to collaborate, because collaboration has not been your strong suit, but collaboration and team building perhaps are really necessary when you want to take your idea from just the idea stage into something that is real. And we see Elon Musk, and at least in how he's dealing with Twitter, he doesn't have I don't think he's great at collaboration. I don't think that's not his strong suit. He has brilliant ideas and he's a brilliant man. But boy, collaboration and delegation, that's the other piece. Pioneers need to learn how to delegate so that they're not overwhelmed. And I'm a kind of cross between a bridge builder and a pioneer, but the pioneer part of me, I sometimes have trouble delegating. And yet it's so important And my bridge builder part of me loves to be able to bring people onto my team and say, wow, what can we create together? Me with my genius, you with your genius, you with your genius. Let's see what happens when we come together with all of that. And the more that the pioneer opens to that creative intelligence, then they don't get burned out. Because if you don't know how to collaborate and you don't know how to delegate, you are going to get burned out.
Yeah, because you can't do everything yourself. Mm-hmm. So if I'm understanding each of these four styles, right, they have super duper strengths, right? Kind of like my communication style assessment. They also have those blind spots that we need to open ourselves to, because we could be we could be exponentially leveraging our superpowers if we could address those blind spots.
Yes. And and the more that you connect with your own creative intelligence, that's the essence of co-creation. And that the more you connect with it, it becomes more stable and reliable and sustainable for your creations.
Yeah. So it's learn and practice. I think first when I say learn, it's understanding what those natural superpowers are, but also where we kind of glitch ourselves out or what those blind spots are. Right. Once you identify, then you could put a plan in place to strengthen, right, the superpowers and to minimize those blind spots, or maybe even to strengthen those blind spots.
It is. And that it's like, what is to me, and how I like to think of it is those are the mastery keys. What is it that I need to actually master?
That's right.
And in the mastery of it and knowing that guidance is available, knowing that absolutely you come to trust it. The pioneer might not readily trust their own inner guidance. They do for the idea, but not when it starts, when I have to start collaborating and extending beyond just myself. But if I realize that that interconnection is strong, or develop it to be strong, then I can start to trust it and say, oh, yeah, I do need to reach out to Julie and Sam and Mike and bring them into this. And they're the ones, because my inner guidance has shown me that. They're the ones I need to bring in. And then how do I do that? And, you know, because as soon as I start to do that, the right people materialize, the right situations, just what you were talking about with what you tell your son.
Yeah. It's fascinating. And that's why I love the show. And that's why I love your show, because I think we shine lights because, you know, we don't know what our blind spots are. That's why they're blind spots, right? Hello. So I love your show. And that's why I love being a podcast host, because I get to have guests like you for people to say, wait, what did they just say? Wait, let me take that quiz. Wait, what am I possibly missing? So that to me, that curiosity, right? I'm a curious person.
Absolutely.
And I hope that my show always, and your show I know does this as well, it's that it taps into that curiosity to say, wait a minute, I think I want to explore this a little more. I have another question. The inner guidance, you keep using the word inner guidance, and I've heard the term intuition. Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing? Is there a little bit of a difference?
Well, great, great question. And I'm glad you asked it, because I like to think of it this way. We know a lot about what intuition is. People, or at least people, use that very easily, or they often maybe use the term gut instinct. My gut instinct is to do this. So think of gut instinct, think of intuition, and then how do we refine that? Because I know people that say they're intuitive, for example. If they get into an emotional state, their intuition is off. If I'm reacting to something from an old pattern, my gut instinct is off. If this situation that's presenting itself to me right now is something that I've experienced a lot and it's been a really highly charged one, I'm going to want to do what I've done before, because that's what we're designed to do. That's what our mental body is designed to do. That's what our mental self, our linear, how we've been trained, how we've been programmed. And it's not, it keeps us safe. So it's not that there's something wrong with that, but it's limited. If we only go with that part of ourselves, wow, there's so much more that we've never tapped into. inner guidance is that more, is going beyond the, it's refining the intuition so that it becomes reliable inner guidance, like this barometer inside of us, or this compass inside of us, that we can tune in and know it's that way that we need to go. And it's beyond the emotion.
And this can be learned, right?
Absolutely. We all have it. We all have the capacity. I guess that's what I want. We all have the capacity. It's not something that's just for me or just for you. We each have that. I had to come to it. My goodness. And it wasn't easy. Because I was so, my brain was so well exercised and well trained and well taught. And that was also the part of me that was celebrated as I was growing up and as a little kid in elementary school by my family. That was celebrated. So that's what I used to make my way in the world. And I made my way in the world very successfully. But I didn't feel good. I just knew there was so much more of me that I was not using and tapping into. And this is about, how do you do that?
Fascinating. As you were saying that, this is something that just popped into my head. I haven't thought about this in years. It has to be 8 years ago, maybe even longer. My sister and I were on the beach and we're hanging out, just chatting, you know, relaxing and chatting. And I don't know what she said, and something like, I'm driven, right? That I work so hard or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, like, it was like a volcano building up. And I said, I just have so much more to do. And she goes, well, like what? And I go, I don't know. I just know I have so much more to do. Like, I have to write a book. She goes, well, what's the book going to be about? I go, I don't know. It was like this. I knew it was in me, but I couldn't articulate it because I didn't have clarity around it. But I knew in my soul that there's so much more that I should be doing. The word, I don't like the word should, yeah, but that I knew that I would be doing in time. I just didn't have the clarity of what that was. Does that
it's
make
like
sense?
You came in with this whole package and this whole blueprint. And, you know, we're not trained, we're not raised to acknowledge that generally. But when we start to grow up, when we start to open, when we start to explore, then you get senses of it. And those are the people that I so love to work with, because you're ready, you know, you're ready, you know that there's more. And that is a place that so many people are in right now in the world, because not only because they're opening and so much is opening, yes, but because the world is demanding it.
Yes.
So I love that what you just talked about, you know, and that feeling of, and that you were willing to express it, that feeling of, I know there's more.
I don't know what the heck it was. And it's so funny, because when people, clearly she had no idea what, she kind of looked at me and like rolled her eyes, like, you're just a wacko, you know? Because think how weird that must have, as I was saying it, I go, I know that sounds so weird and I can't explain it better than this, but there's like, it's bubbling underneath. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how to let it out. And I don't know what it is that I should be letting out. Right. So, and the other thing you just said that I'm giggling with is, I do believe that the world is opening more and more to the universal laws and us shining our light, and people say things like, wow, your light is so bright. And I acknowledge, I had a Zoom meeting introduction, right, through networking thing, business. Uh-huh. And I got into this guy, said something to me. I don't even remember what it was. His name was Bob. And I smiled and he said, you're not reacting. And I said, why? I agree with what you just said, something about the universe. And he goes, most people look at me, you know, give me the eyebrow, right? He goes, they look at me like, you're a wackadoo. I go, no, I totally understand what you're saying. He goes, I love you. Like, we were 30 seconds into the network, into our conversation, you know. Again, I think that we are more open to the potential of the mysteries of the world, if you will. And the other thing, I agree, the world's demanding it, because I think that we are in a bad place. I mean, just watch the news at 5 o'clock and you want to curl up and die. So I think that we're at a tipping point where things have to get so bad before there's an opportunity for them to change and turn good. So I think that's another reason. And the third thing is, after COVID, I think it gave people an opportunity to kind of pause and feel a little more because we weren't just running. Mm-hmm. So I think it opened up a little space for each of us.
Totally.
And then the technology, nothing is impossible because, and it's funny, my membership site, somebody recently asked me, they go, oh, like, are there people from New Jersey? And I go, no, I have one person from New Jersey. I go, I have somebody from France, from the UK, from Germany, and from Italy. And they were like, what? And I go, I know, like, what? So it, now that wouldn't have been the case just, you know, a few years ago, because we didn't have the expansiveness that we have now, just because of what is the technology and how Zoom has become, you know, and Microsoft Teams, whatever platform you're on, but it's just so much more user-friendly and available. So we are in, I think, a fascinating time in history, personally.
Yeah. And we need to pay attention to it because I feel like that we can get so down about what's happening and so negatively focused about all these problems.
Yes.
But I realize that the problems are there, or it's like they're being unearthed, you know, they're being brought to the surface. Yes. And that gives the light an opportunity to shine all the much more brightly.
Yeah, I agree.
But we have to pay attention.
Yeah, and agree. We have to pay attention. I think it's happening again, because of the extremeness of the world. And we're out of time, but I just want to comment on one more thing. You know, again, I have these colleagues around the world now, and I was on a meeting the other night, and a person from India was on the call. Like, what? Like, it just blows my mind. It's funny because it blows my mind each time it happens, yet I know it happens, right? So but I never want to lose that awe of where we are now in the world and really what opportunities we truly have at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. I think it's very easy to get caught up in the negative. And like you said, the earth is being tilled, right? We're being kind of shaken up. And that's the opportunity for what was buried now to have a light, you know, the sunshine light, whatever you want to call it on it. So it's exciting. And I get to meet and hang out with people like you. So I'm blessed. Like, it's like, yes, man, these are the great conversations that I think we need to keep having, and exploring. So yeah, I love you, my friends. And, again, this is our second show for my listeners. So please go back and listen to the previous show. I think we didn't get into the four styles, quantum styles. I think we talked more kind of from a bigger picture perspective. So check that out, because again, I think the two shows combined can give just great insight for anyone who feels like I did a few years ago, like there's more, but what is it? Listen to the previous show. And I do hope this show, again, shines some light on maybe the potential that you're looking for, that you're trying to tap into. Please go to Lori's website. It's thebacainstitute.com. I will put it in the show notes. If you have questions specifically for Lori, she's just lovely. Please reach out to her, Lori@thebacainstitute.com. And two free gifts we're going to post in the show notes. I'm going to let you tell. The first one is an ebook and the other one is the actual quiz link. Can you give a little bit on each of those?
Well, the quiz is what we've been talking about. It's really about you discovering your own quantum connection style. And then you will get the, you know, what is my style, and some information about that and how to be in flow with your style. You'll also get, you know, what are your mastery keys, and which means what will help you in your own life to be able to create more easily, more quickly, and to flow with confidence by using that mastery key, by developing that mastery key. And that's, you know, that's, we could also say it's your challenge, but I think it's more about, you know, what can you bring to this? So what is your superpower? What is your mastery key? The other is the 7 awareness provoking experiences. And those are really fun, simple exercises that are all designed to build your inner guidance system. So we didn't get to spend too much time about what can you specifically do to build that inner connection, but those experiences will give you that.
So I'm here and we should do another show.
I do love you.
I'm telling you, like, to me, it's like, yes, yes, yes. But we're, you know, we're out of time and people are busy. Right. So we don't want to, nobody wants to listen to an hour. I mean, maybe they do, but I find people like,
we're not going to let them,
That's not fair. We're very mindful of your time, but maybe, Laura, we should do another show specific to that inner guidance and give some examples. And again, especially if people download the book and then they come and listen to another show, I think that might be super helpful. Never pressure. Right. I just did that on the recorded, like, so Laura will be back. Don't worry, guys.
I'll be back. And I love being with you so much, Connie. You are.
I feel the same.
Yeah, it's always a breath of fresh air, the way that you bring your own light and your own perspective to things. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, same. You know, I know everybody's loving the show that we've done in the past. We actually got feedback. So I know this one will be an explosion of people's curiosity as well. So thank you so much for being on, Lori. I love our time together. Thank you so much.
Me too. Thank you, Connie.
Oh, always my pleasure. And I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together, no matter what change that you're facing. Guests like Lori, myself, the stories we share. We hope that it helps you move the needle so that whatever change you're navigating, maybe those waters aren't quite as tumultuous as they were yesterday. So please take the information we share, take the quiz, read the book, the free PDF that we're enclosing in the show notes, and see where you can dig in and create a little bit of change in your life that can help with mastery and help you, again, just create the life that you deserve, that you imagine, and that you should have without question. So again, please tap into the resources that Lori shared with us today. Go back and listen to the other show. Listen to this show again and again as needed. And thank you so much for listening to my show, Enlightenment of Change, with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Truly honored to have you on the show week after week. And I hope that the information and the chats that we have on these interviews help you create the change you're looking for in life and create ease and flow so that we can enjoy life every day. I'm blessed to have you part of my tribe and my community. I love you all. Lori, I love you. Thank you for being on. And I'll see everybody next week. Have a great one.